When Robert Heinlein's Stranger in a Strange Land was first released over 60 years ago, he introduced the world to the concept of grokking, that is, to understand an idea intuitively. So to that end, when we wanted to send an expedition into the Decentraland metaverse, obviously we chose a professional esports player to lead the way. Here's Rice from the Digital Nation ES Halo team.
First impression of it was it's basically like an MMO playing. It's like a game, just an MMO, where you can run around, there's proximity chat. It sort of just looks like RuneScape almost is what it looks like. And as I explored it more, I found some pretty wild stuff. Like there's a giant casino where people are being hired and paid in like USD to host gambling tables. There's like metaverse real estate companies with Meta real estate agents who are buying up digital land and renting it and crazy stuff like that.
It seems to be quite an expensive place because of the gas fees. Can you talk a bit about that?
Every single time you make a transaction, so you send money from a DEX to a wallet or a wallet to a DEX or a wallet to another wallet, even if it's just transferring between wallets and not purchasing anything, you lose money on gas fees. And they change constantly depending on how much computing power, I believe, is being used.
We hear a lot about big brands setting up in places like Decentraland, but how often did you run across them?
It was relatively frequently. So through the process of just running around, I discovered like MasterCard. They have quite a lot of advertising, as well as a lot of people are using like embedded links on their land as well. So there's all these links to Twitter pages or Discords or websites. But yeah, MasterCard was a big one that I saw.
Were there any other behaviours that stood out for you? For instance, we're starting to hear a bit about cyber squatting. Is this like 1999 all over again?
It's sort of comparable to people flipping the like URLs, like buying pet.com or examples like that. It's the same thing. You can own a name in Decentraland's metaverse specifically, and it costs you around 136 Australian dollars to actually get that name if it hasn't been taken already. If it has, you actually have to go onto an NFT marketplace, because essentially all of these names are NFTs in and of themselves. You have to go onto a marketplace and pay someone to buy that name back as an NFT. And then you have a whole smart contract saying you actually own this name. I think like Michael Jackson was one that stood out to me. I saw Barack Obama. And then there were a few other companies, like Facebook was on there too. Someone owns Facebook and they're trying to sell it on OpenSea.
So in short, how do you summarize the few hours you spent grokking Decentraland?
For someone who hasn't experienced something like this, and especially hasn't come from the gaming world, it would probably be quite overwhelming just trying to understand why people are spending this much money.
That was Rice, a professional esports player from the Digital Nation ES Halo team, reporting back from the front lines of the metaverse, where we sent him last week, armed only with a now empty bag of Ethereum.